Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? How you doing today? Is your new year going pretty good? Is it going as expected? Did you stick to the new year's resolution that you started, that you stated at the beginning of the year? Well, I hope you have. Because today is only 4 days into the year, so we're hoping you're still sticking to your New Year's resolution. And we're hoping that you're still having a happy time in your family from Christmas. So I'm saying Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and let's get on with the show. Papa D, do you have the schedule of games that are playing this weekend so we can go over the NBA games, the NFL?
Hey, what's up, G-Money? Yes, I do. I have, well, you know, this is the first week of the playoffs, so there's only two games this weekend, right?
They have four games. It should be the AFC has two games, and the NFC has two games. They have two wild card games that play this weekend.
There's two games in each conference, right? So the first game is the Colts playing the Texans, and they're playing in Houston, and the sportsbook is giving the Colts 1 point.
Okay, what day is that game going to be? Is it on Saturday?
That's on Saturday, right.
Okay, so it's the Colts and who else?
And the Texans.
And the Texans. Okay.
Right.
And the sports book is giving the Texans how many? Are they giving
the Colts probably, 1 point.
Oh, they're giving the Colts 1 point. All right. Well, the Colts have a quarterback problem. No, actually, the Colts got Andre Luck. So they got a good quarterback. So they should be the favorite. I guess the Texans have scored a lot of points this year, so that's why they're the favorite. But I'm thinking that this is the first time the Houston Texans been to the playoffs, so I'm thinking that the Indianapolis Colts is going to win the game. I'm picking the Colts to win.
All right, so you picked the Colts, huh?
Yep.
All right. So you know in the AFC, the Colts are tied for third place and the Texans are tied for second. But I guess you still think the Colts are going to win.
Yeah, I'm still thinking the Colts are going to win.
Oh, okay. The second game on Saturday is the Seattle Seahawks playing the Dallas Cowboys in Dallas, and the sports book is giving the Seahawks 2 points.
Now, is this an AFC game too, or is this NFC?
This is NFC.
Oh.
That's NFC.
Okay, the Colts and the Texans.
Wait a minute.
Are NFC.
Hold on. I'm going to actually.
Yeah, because they usually one division plays on Saturday and the other division plays on Sunday. And then the next week they switch it off. So
okay. So the Colts and the Texans play on Saturday and the Seahawks and the Cowboys play on Saturday.
Okay. So the Colts and the Texans is AFC?
Right.
Okay. And Seattle and the Cowboys is NFC?
Right.
Okay. And both of them, they're playing one game each on Saturday. Okay.
Right.
All right. Well, I'm picking Seattle to win with Seattle and the Cowboys. I'm picking Seattle to win.
Okay.
Because I got a hunch that Seattle is going to go all the way to the AFC Championship game. Okay. So.
NFC.
Seattle's going to win. And they're going to beat the Cowboys. And what's the sports book say about the Cowboys?
They're giving Seattle 2 points. So they think the Cowboys are going to win.
Seattle 2 points? Wow.
Right.
Oh, that's right. The Cowboys are playing at home. Seattle's playing away. Oh, well, that's good for the Cowboys. I don't think they'll win, but it's good that they're playing at home. Okay, I'm still picking Seattle to win. All right.
So
on Sunday.
The Chargers play the Ravens in Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, that's an ugly one. This is going to hurt me. But I'm picking Baltimore to win, even though I want the Chargers to win. I really do. I want the Chargers to win. But I'm thinking the Baltimore Ravens are going to win this game. I just have a feeling that they're going to come out with more firepower. I'm sorry, Chargers. I really am sorry. But you got the bad draw for the playoffs. I'm sorry they picked. You got put with the Ravens. You could have played anybody else and come out winning, but you're going to be playing the Ravens first round of the playoffs at Baltimore. Oh, that's not good for you. That's not good. Well, I'm picking Baltimore to win, but I really want the Chargers to win, but I know that ain't going to happen. So, all right, who else is playing?
The Bears and the Eagles, they're playing in Chicago.
Oh, well, since they're playing in Soldier Field, I'm going to pick the Bears to win. The Bears should beat the Eagles in Chicago. Yeah, the Bears have a home field advantage, so I'm going to pick them to win in Chicago.
All right.
All right.
Well,
so that's
I guess
my
you'll see.
Four pick. You saying what? Who'd you pick?
I said, well, you know, it's what's interesting is like I picked the Texans to beat the Colts and the Cowboys to beat the Seahawks, but I think the Ravens and the Bears will win their games too. So we'll see who wins.
Okay.
We'll see who has the better picks here.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting weekend, that's for sure. Wow. I feel sorry for the Chargers. I really do. But I think Baltimore have a better chance to win. Okay. I guess it's time for a commercial break. So play a song and drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back.
Keep it.
I was in college, I had a couple of roommates that were from San Francisco. And I was hanging out in San Francisco. And I went down the street walking, and these girls were waving at me and smiling at me. And I went back to my buddy's house, and I said, Ice, man, I was walking down the street from your house, and there were some girls waving at me. He said, those weren't girls waving at you. And I said, what? Are you serious? He said, well, let's take a walk. And we walked out of the house and walked down Polk Street. And I saw these group of girls over at the side. And they looked at us and started waving at us and saying, hey, come here. And my buddy's like, no, we're not going over there. And I'm like, why not? The girls are calling us. He said, nope, they're not all girls. And I looked, and I said, they all got dresses on. And he said, that doesn't mean nothing. We're on Polk Street. Polk Street don't have girls on Polk Street. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, let's go over there and look. And he said, look at their neck. And I said, look at their neck. What do you mean? And I looked. And they said the ones with the knot in their neck are not women. And I was like, what? And I said, but they got dresses on. And I said, oh, my God. And I was like checking them out while I was walking down the street. And girls would be waving at me. And I go, oh, you ain't no woman. Don't be waving at me. And I walked off, and I was so shocked. I was like, oh, that's how you tell a man from a woman. Except you can go up there and grab them in their nuts. And if you get a handful of dicks, you know it's a man. But you might get stopped.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yeah, Las Vegas and everybody around the world, I'm hoping you're enjoying the new year, because it's going to be a good year. And I can tell you right off the bat, my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. But anyway, I want to tell you a story. I was working at a self-serve gas station in Torrance, California, and I was working in the booths where people would drive up to the pumps, and they would get out, and they would pump their own gas, and I had a computer on the inside of the booth that would tell me how much gas they pumped and how much they owed me for the gas they bought. And they would walk up to the booth and they would pay me. And if they gave me more than what I expected, I would give them change back from my register. And they would go and get in their car and drive off. Well, I had some kids, some 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old kids. I had like four or five of them that used to come up to the gas station and used to hang out with me. So if somebody pulled up and they didn't want to get out of their car to pump their gas, because a lot of women don't want to pump their own gas. They'd rather have somebody else pump their gas for them. So the kids would go up and say, "Can I pump your gas for you?" And the people would go, "Sure." And I thought it was good work experience for the kids. So I didn't mind, because I was sitting in the booth anyway. I wasn't getting out to pump no gas. But I would let the kids pump the gas. And then after they pumped the gas, the people would give them a dollar or two for pumping their gas for them. And I thought that was really good. So the kids were making money. And then the person would get out and walk up to the booth and give me the money that they paid so they could pay for their gas. And I would put the money in the register and thank them for coming and wishing them to come back again and buy gas on another day. And I had a good time at the gas station. And inside the gas station, we had the mechanic's garage, but we didn't have any mechanics working at the self-serve gas station. So the mechanic garage had a gate on it. And then in the office where you would have normally your desk and everything, they had the oil cans and they had the packs of cigarettes on the wall, on a rack on the wall inside the office. But the people that ran the gas station had painted the windows in the office so you couldn't see out of the windows to look and see who was outside at the gas station. And I was inside at the pumps, sitting at the in the booth by the pumps. And when somebody came up and wanted to buy cigarettes, I'd have to get up and walk into the office and get the cigarettes off of the rack and come out and bring the people the cigarettes. And then they would pay for the cigarettes, and I'd hand them the cigarettes, and then I'd put the money in the register. Well, one day I was sitting in the booth, and I had a couple of kids that were working with me, and they were pumping people's gas, and they were making a couple of dollars, and they were real helpful. Well, a Mexican man came up and asked for a pack of cigarettes. And so one of the kids said, I'll get it. So he ran in there and got a pack of cigarettes like the man had asking. And he came back and gave the man the cigarettes. And the man kind of looked at the cigarettes kind of funny. And then he paid me and he walked off. And I thought, wow, that was kind of funny. But, you know, it's okay. He got his cigarette, so he's happy. And I was sitting there talking to the kids, and some other people showed up, and they were pumping their gas, and the kids were pumping the gas, and they were getting their little dollar tips and stuff. I had like five kids, and they were taking turns pumping people's gas and stuff, and it was getting late in the evening. It was like 5 and 6 o'clock in the evening, so people were getting off work and they were coming and pumping their gas, and the kids were pumping everybody's gas, so they would be getting $1 or $1.50 for helping people pump their gas, and they were really helpful. Well, the man that came and got the cigarettes came back when all of the cars had left the gas pumps. He came back, and he said, "No, this isn't the pack of cigarettes that I want. I want another pack." And the kid said, "Okay, what kind of cigarettes you want?" And he said, "No, I want you to get my cigarettes." And I was like, you want me to go get the cigarettes? And he said, yeah, I want you to get the cigarettes. So I said, okay. I said, kids, you guys watch the booth. I'm going in here to get the cigarettes. And I walked into the office, and remember, the office has the windows all painted, so you can't see out into the gas station area because the windows are all painted. So I'm in there, and I ask the man, okay, what kind of cigarettes you want? And he tells me a flavor, and I turn around and get the pack of cigarettes, and when I turn around, this man has a knife stuck in my face. He got a big 18-inch knife that he was sticking in my face, and he's like, I want the money. And I'm like, man, there ain't no money in here. The money's outside in the booth. He's like, well, we're going to go outside to get the money. And the man, to me, looked like he had been drinking a little bit. He looked like he was Mexican, and he was a little tipsy. And me, being an athlete, and I was a martial artist, I had taken some karate classes, so I thought I knew a little martial arts, and we had practiced taking a knife away from a person in class. But it had been years since I had done that maneuver, but I thought I was still pretty apt at doing that, at taking the knife away from people. So, plus, he looked like he was a little drunk, so I didn't think that he would have, it would be any problem for me to take the knife from him. But I decided, nah, I'm not going to try him. I was looking at him, and I was sizing him up, and I was like, yeah, I could reach over and grab his wrist and backhand him with my left hand and kick him in the stomach or kick him in the nuts with my right foot and take the knife from him. And I could solve the robbery right there. And I said, I don't know, you know. I only got $25 in my drawer because once you get $200, you're supposed to drop it in the safe that they have on the outside. They have a drop safe that goes into the ground. And the manager comes, and he has a key, and he can open the safe and take the money out of the drop. So he can get the money, but nobody else can get the money. And I was thinking, well, I had just dropped like $200, so I know I only had like $25 in my cash register. So I was like, I don't have a lot of money, and do I really want to take the risk of getting cut? Because if I mess up this maneuver trying to take this knife from this dude, I could get stabbed. And I was like, it ain't going to be worth me getting stabbed for $25? No, they can replace $25. So I said, okay, and I walked out. I decided not to try the man, and I walked out, and I went to the booth, and I pulled the money out the drawer, and I gave him the money. And the kids looked, and when they saw him coming behind me with the knife, they took off running. And they ran and got their father, and they got their big brothers, and everybody came back to my assistance. And I gave the man the money. It was no problem. And he ran off. Well, he ran down the alley that ran behind the gas station. And when he was running down the alley, one of the trucks that was driven by either somebody's father or somebody's big brother. He was driving a big truck, and he was driving through the alley, and he almost hit the guy that robbed me. And he started hollering at the window, talking about, man, you got to watch out. You almost got run over. And the man looked at him, and he pulled his shirt back, and he had a gun in his waistband. And the man that was driving the truck said, whoa, he just shut up and let the man run around the truck and keep going. Well, he pulled into my gas station, and he asked me if I was all right. And I said, yeah, it wasn't nothing. The dude had a knife, and he robbed me, but he only got $25. But, you know, I know a little martial arts. I could have probably kicked him in the nuts and taken the knife out of his hand, and I could have solved the robbery. I could have foiled the robbery right away. But I decided, it ain't worth me getting cut over $25, because that's all the money I had in the register. So it wasn't worth me getting cut over $25. I figured this, the gas station is insured for more than $25. So I'll just call the police and report the robbery. And when the owners of the gas station show up, I'll explain to them that the guy had a knife and he robbed me. But it's time for a commercial break. I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back. Okay, Papa D, play a song, and then drop the commercial spot. And we'll be back to listen to the rest of this story.
I like it.
I'm Gregory Gerard. G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I want to put together a promotion team. That's right. I'm looking for people to assist me in putting on concerts in Las Vegas. I'm also looking for people to assist me putting on fundraisers for the homeless. And I'm looking for people to help me advertise on social media, help me advertise my radio show and other activities that we'll be involved in Las Vegas. And I'm also interested in having people assist me to guest appearances when I appear in public at social events. Yes, if you're interested in being a member of the promotion team, call 323-870-4366, and you can leave your name and your phone number with my engineer, and he will make sure I get the message, and I will interview you for the position of being a member of my promotion team. If you want to work in Vegas in entertainment, this is the best place to start.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Yes, Las Vegas. It was an exciting day. I was letting the kids get some work experience by helping them, letting them help customers come and pump their gas for them. And then people that were buying cigarettes, I had the kids going in the office and getting the cigarettes and bringing them to the people on the outside. So it was a good day. But the man came and pulled a knife on me and robbed me. And I was thinking the whole time, you know, I have a little martial arts training. I have a little karate training. I took some classes from Chuck Norris, the karate man in Torrance, and I took some karate at the YMCA, and I have a buddy that knows a little martial arts, and I practiced with him a couple of days at his house, so I thought I knew enough karate to where I could have taken that man and taken the knife out of his hand. But because I only had $25 in my safe, I decided, what the heck, it ain't worth me getting cut or getting stabbed by this knife, because the guy looked like he was a little drunk, so he might have cut me on accident. And I didn't feel like I needed to get cut to protect $25. I didn't think so. So I let the man go ahead and rob me. And he took the money and ran out the gas station, and he ran through the alley. And one of the kids had gotten their brother or their father, and they were coming through the alley in a pickup truck, and they almost hit the man. And the father or the brother yelled at the man and said, "Man, you better be careful. You almost got hit." And the man that was running, that had just robbed me, looked at the man that was driving the truck and he pulled his jacket back, and he had a gun in his waistband. And I was shocked because I didn't know that. So the truck driver came into the gas station with his little, the little kid that was working with me, and he asked me if I was all right. And I said, yeah, I'm okay. The man was kind of drunk. I could have probably taken him, but I didn't want to risk getting cut because, you know, I know a little martial arts, and I could have probably taken the knife from him, and then I could have kicked him and, you know, backhanded him, and I could have did some damage, and I could have prevented the robbery. And so, but, you know, it was only $25, and my company is insured for more than $25, and I didn't think it was worth me getting cut or taking the possibility of getting cut by a guy that was a little drunk. And if I would have been clumsy with my move, I might have gotten stabbed. So it was okay. You know, I'm all right. And the man said, well, if you didn't know, that man almost got hit when I came through the alley. I almost ran him down. And he pulled his jacket back, and he had a gun in his waistband. And I said, what? He had a gun? And he said, yep, he had a gun. Not only did he have that knife, he had a gun in his waistband, in his pants. And if you would have tried to take the knife, you would have probably gotten shot. And I thought about it. I said, oh, God, I would have tried to been a hero for $25, and I would have gotten shot on the spot. I would have gotten shot trying to save $25. So thank you for telling me, man. Oh, man, I feel sick. I don't know what I could do now. And I was sitting in there, and I was thinking about this man. Wow, he had a gun on him. And I almost tried to take the knife out of his hand. And if I would have taken the knife, I could have probably gotten shot, and that would have been a terrible day. That would have been a bad ending on a good day. So I'm glad. So I just called the police, and the police called the owner, and they came down to the station, and the police asked me a bunch of questions and asked me if I was in fear of my life. And I said, no, I know a little martial arts. I wasn't scared. I could have actually whooped the man. But, you know, it wasn't no sense in me risking my life for $25. No, they got insurance for that. And the owner said, what? You didn't risk your life to save our money? And I'm like, hell no, it was only $25. I had dropped the rest of the money. All the other money is down in the safe. So, you know, I didn't think I need to risk my life for $25. And the police said, well, if you weren't scared and you weren't in fear of your life, you just gave the money away. You weren't robbed. You just gave the money away. And I said, oh, really? And then the managers and the owners heard that. And they said, what? You gave the money away. You just, you were probably in cahoots with the guy. And I said, no, I had never seen the man before a day in my life. I wasn't in cahoots with him. I just thought better about trying to save your funky $25. I didn't think I needed to get stabbed over your $25. So they said, well, since you didn't save our money, you're fired. And I said, I'm fired because I got robbed And I didn't put my life on the line for your little funky $25. I'm getting fired. Oh, man. So that's how that day ended. That was the worst day of my gas station work experience. I left, and I never went back to that gas station. And that was Golo Gas. Yes, that was the name of the gas station. It was some generic gas, and it was Golo Gas was the name of the company. So I want everybody to know, don't buy Golo Gas. Even though I worked for like 8 Golo Gas stations around the city. But that was the first time I had gotten robbed. So I got fired, and wow, that's the end of that story. So it was an exciting time back in the day. I was young. I was like, I don't know. I might have been working in junior college. So I might have been 20 or 21 at the time. But anyway, I think it's time for a commercial break, or is it time to end the show? Papa D,
Time for a quick commercial break and a song, and then we can come back and end the show.
Okay, great. Glad to hear. All right, Papa D is going to play a song for us, and we'll be back to talk about the end of the show. When I come back.
I like to do it.
That was KC and the Sunshine Band. I'd Like to Do It. Before that, we heard That's the Way I Like It by KC and the Sunshine Band. We also heard Boogie Shoes, Keep It Coming Love, and I Get Lifted.
Yeah, those are good songs by KC and the Sunshine Band. I really like KC and the Sunshine Band. They were a hot band back in the 80s. They were really hot, and I liked them a lot. So,
they were good. They were, you know, those songs I played were mostly from, like, when you were in high school, so from 74, 75, 76. So,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were like, that was my period. That was my time frame right there. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
That's all right.
Yes, sir.
So, all right. Well, I guess I can say it's a happy new year, and we're enjoying the new year and the new things that are going on. We have I have a website that I'll give you probably in a couple of days, so that you can order my comedy album, G Money the Pimp Comic presents, and I don't know what the title of the album's gonna be yet, but we'll let you know as soon as we put the website together and you can download the jokes and the stories that I'm going to be talking about. So we can look forward to that. And also,
yes,
if you have some questions that you want to send, ask G Money, well, send me some questions, because we do have that section where we can do that part of the show right now. If we have some questions, then I can answer the questions for the listening audience for your questions if you have. So,
I think we're going to have to save all of our questions for Monday's show, because it is, we only have about a minute left in this show. So.
Oh, okay. Well, in that case, I can say thank you for listening to the show. It's been fun. My story was interesting. I know you enjoyed it. I had bad recollections of that story. But I want to thank you for listening to my story and my show anyway. And Papa D, you did a good job with the music. So, this is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. And I want to thank everybody in Las Vegas and all around the world for listening to my show. So, good night, and I'll talk to you tomorrow when we talk about the homeless situation. Bye.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.